Hey, everybody. This is the first podcast of Work Wives. I'm Lisa Spahala. With me, as always, is Justine Santinello, my work wife. We all know you guys have them. You love them, you hate them, and we're here to talk about them. And Justine, why don't you let everybody know what we're going to be kind of doing with this here podcast?
Sure. So, hi, guys. I'm Justine Santinello, half of the Work Wives. So, Lisa and I have been working together for the last almost 6 years now. God. Can you believe that? This may be 6 years. It literally feels like time is flashing before my eyes. So we work together at a small broadcast PR company. Essentially, in a nutshell, we are producing morning news segments. So whenever you're watching your morning news show of choice, you see somebody coming on talking about what are they going to put in their beach bag this summer, what are they going to buy for Christmas, all that good stuff. We are the people behind those segments. So now you're really getting the real info from the people who really make it.
Who really make it, exactly. So we'll be getting all the swag here in the office. We'll be talking to the experts. So in some more episodes to come, we hope to have some great interviews, some great product reviews, and just kind of everything in between.
Tips, tidbits.
Tips, how-tos, DIYs, everything that you could possibly want to know. I'd love to note that these are two different voices talking to you.
And not two men?
Not two men and not the same man. These are two of the same voices. Yeah. Hopefully, if you listen enough, you'll get used to who's who and who's saying what, because people call on the phone, and since we've been working together for 6 years, we've melded a brain and a voice box, so we talk exactly the same. Justine's from Long Island, I'm from New Jersey. People just lump those into not so Manhattan.
You're getting the best of both worlds here.
Exactly. So you can see, but we've got poofs and scrunchies in our hairs.
I always have a poof. Oh, okay. Because we have been working together for so long, we tell everybody that we know everything about each other like true spouses, but I figured it would be kind of fun for our first go at this to see how much we really know each other, Lisa. So I've prepared a little newlywed game, Work Wives edition.
I'm so excited for the Work Wives newlywed game. I was racking my brain trying to think like Justine, and then I needed a nap because it was just exhausting. So this is going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully it doesn't sprout any, you know, talks of separation or divorce.
Hopefully we don't look too stupid.
No. So I hope we at least get one or two right. So, and a little thing that we're going to do every week, is have a weekly wager. So whatever kind of game we play, whatever kind of, I don't know.
Whatever's on the table for the week, we like to spice it up a little bit with a weekly bet, a weekly wager, as we're going to call it. And this week's weekly wager is quite the doozy. Whoever loses this newlywed game will have to
clean out the fridge. So you guys don't know this about our company, but we're a bunch of animals.
Hoarders.
Absolute hoarding animals. We work with a lot of food as products. So, I mean, there are cheesecakes in this fridge from, I'm going to say 2012.
And probably about 2,000 cheesecakes.
I mean, if there are so many, I would be afraid to even send them up to, like, the astronaut.
We love food so much that we're always saying yes to take over leftovers from our food stylists, and it just ends up sitting there. So basically right now, to give you a visual and a smell, this fridge smells and looks like death.
Yes.
Basically.
And every time I open it, our producer, Marianne, asks me if somebody just went to the bathroom.
And then it smells the entire place within a second. So whoever has to clean this really is going to have a great time. I can't wait.
I do love a good bet. I'm a compulsive gambler, I like to win. So I'm in it this week. I really, really tried hard. So we're going to turn the questions over to Mamu. Mamu is our podcast producer.
Also known as Marianne.
She's also known as Marianne, but you'll all get to know her as Mamu. All right, Mamu, take it away.
Thank you for that lovely introduction. All right, so let's get the game.
All people know is that she
you know, Mamu's kind of got a man voice like us, too. That's a third person talking to you guys, just so you know. Not a dude. Cute little pixie lady. All right, go ahead.
All right, ladies. I guess we'll start with Lisa.
Yes.
Which reality show would your work wife choose to be a contestant on?
I said it would be The Real Housewives of Long Island, edition coming soon to televisions near you on Bravo.
And Justine, what did you say?
I said, dun-da-da-da, The Real Housewives.
Oh, yay! Okay.
Did you off really anywhere.
Okay.
I'll move, to
oh,
be honest.
And so you will fine. Be getting married in the next year, so you will really be a real wife. Maybe
one,
not a housewife, but...
One step closer. I'm trying to become a housewife, but it's... He doesn't seem to be in it to win it yet.
No.
So we're getting there.
I prefer a house husband, and I'd like to get out of the house and do the things and come home to a meal. But what are you going to do? All right. So technically, I was right.
Yes.
Yeah. All
right. Who's keeping score here?
Oh.
Right here.
Oh, okay, we also have Amy here.
Amy's going to help
Amy
keep us score.
Who I keep wanting to call Zoe. so, okay.
Zoe's a good name.
Before we continue with the game, this is just such a... This is just so... Justine, I have to tell you, Justine has her own intern, okay? I'm not talking about a company intern. We
yeah.
have a Justine intern. So, like, I'm
Let's
sitting...
clarify this, though, because I told somebody this, and they were like, wait, you hired an assistant? This is not a personal assistant.
I just heard her talking about booking your airline tickets.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
pretty sure that's the work.
That's
of.
Just because I'm stupid, not because I want her to be a personal assistant. I literally can't figure out this American Airlines site for the.
If it wasn't Amy, it would be me as the wife. So I guess I'm happy to have her. But you know, one day, Amy, you're going to be doing stuff for me, and I'm not kidding. So, all right. Anyway, so Amy, intern Amy. We'll be keeping score for this game. And so far, don't forget to mark it down. I have a point. Thank you. She's good. Does she have a sister?
Yeah. For you? Would
yeah.
you like her on
yeah,
intern?
Okay.
We'll see.
All right, ladies. Back to the game. So, Justine, which reality show would your work wife choose to be a contestant on?
So, I had an answer which I scratched out. I'm trying to go what Lisa would say, and I went with Mob Wives.
Oh, what a good answer. What a great
she
answer.
She is perfect for that show.
I am.
But what did you write, Lisa?
But I really wrote The Bachelor.
And that was what I crossed out! God damn it! You know what? They are so right what they say. Go with your gut, go with your first answer, and that's it. I literally crossed out The Bachelor.
Because when you really think about it, I can make fun of it for hours and what's wrong with that show, but, I mean, who doesn't want to go to Tahiti with a... juicy, delicious
I want
man.
To.
Yeah.
God freaking damn it.
All right, so there you go. You don't get a point.
I
don't count cross-outs.
We're both horrible losers, by the way.
And I'm not cleaning out that effing fridge. I'm not doing it. I won't.
Okay,
right, go ahead, Mamu.
All right, number two. Why don't we start with Justine?
Okay.
Who is better at handling money?
Me.
Yeah, I just wrote not Lisa.
And I wrote Justine for the both of us.
Yes. Okay, good. So I,
good.
Yeah. So
that's
right.
That's a point.
Right.
That's a point.
Point what? For eight. Yep. Point for me too.
Okay.
Oh, is that how it works?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Number three. If your spouse was a cartoon character, which one would she be?
This is hard. I don't know cartoons very well.
Who wants to go first? Take a stab.
Lisa,
I have
Abby.
A very, it's Wonder Woman on both accounts. I'd be Wonder Woman, you'd be Wonder Woman, she's just the best.
So I said that Lisa would be Wonder Woman.
Yay!
Nice.
However, I did not answer Wonder Woman for myself.
Oh.
I answered Jessica Rabbit.
Shut up. Shut up.
And then when I wrote that, I said she would want to be that too, but Wonder Woman was the first that came to my head for you.
I needed a little inspiration, so I literally Googled...
Hot. So did
I. And she was number one, and I almost put that down for you. We're on it. We're on it here.
Yeah.
We're not nailing the answers, but we're
no,
on it. No,
but
right.
You could see we're in the same
ballpark. So that was
here.
My
okay.
quote-unquote cross-out.
Okay.
Shit. All right.
Okay. Lisa,
mm-hmm.
What living celebrity woman... Will your work wife say she most admires?
This was hard.
I thought... Okay, so... I am half joking, but half not. The only person I can think of was Kim Kardashian. Because every time I talk smack about her, Justine's like, oh, she's on a yacht. And I want to be on a yacht. And what's wrong with that? So I put Kim K.
That's actually brilliant and should have been my answer. And I had a really hard time with this one. And I put Sarah Jessica Parker.
Sarah Jessica Parker now or 1996?
1996. Okay. But it says, you know, just in general.
Yeah. Okay.
Living. I didn't know myself. I had
a
better
time
for
one.
You than for me.
Okay. And who did you put for me?
Tina Fey.
Well, yeah, you get the point, but yeah, that's right. That's my butt. Justine is crouching up on me.
Thank God. And I had a hard time with that one, too. I almost put Betty White for you, actually, but then I didn't.
Betty White?
Because you love the Golden Girls.
But if I would be anybody, it'd be Bea Arthur, but okay.
I know, but she's dead.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. All right, let's move on.
Fine.
Okay. Complete this sentence, Lisa. Mm-hmm. I knew that I found the love of my life when she...
And this is what Justine would say about me, right?
Yes.
When she walked into the door to Bless Media and started working here. I think she knew it from day one. That's a real answer.
See, we took this very literally of the second, but this is one of my all-time favorite moments of yours that was like, ugh. When you fixed the toilet with the paperclip.
Oh, I did know that.
Came later in our love life together, but... That was just such a key moment for me. I was like, she could do anything.
I can do anything. I did fix a toilet with a paperclip twice, actually, because paperclips, little known fact, they rust very quickly. So you need to switch out the paperclip. Mm. I know the day that I knew Justine was the love of my life. The first time Pierre tried to fire me, and you went into the office and cried.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good one.
Yeah.
Good one. I was going to say that you were going to say when Victoria kept you that night and I called her, who was our boss at the time, and told her, you must let Lisa go for the night because we have tickets to go see a show.
Yep.
And I yelled at our boss.
Yeah, that was the second one. The second one. Justine went back to me twice. Pierce tried to fire me. Oh, God, who can remember how many times now?
I think three.
And the first time was purely because, you know, he just didn't have money for me anymore. And Justine and a couple other the producers here back when we had them went into the office and Justine basically just cried. And we'd only known each other for like 2 months.
But you were so helpful.
Thank you. And then that would have been my second one when our former boss tried to keep me and make me miss Halloween. Okay. Justine saved Christmas.
So nobody will get the point for that
No.
one.
No one gets the point.
There are just so many love moments, it's hard to remember.
Okay, Justine.
Mm-hmm.
A meteor is headed for your house. You have saved your family, pets, and the family photos. You have time to save one more item. What will you save?
Now, this is what I would save? Okay. Again, tough one.
What would Lisa save?
We could do either one.
I said that Lisa would save, and this was a toss-up, but I said her movie collection.
I said the TV. The whole
so
TV.
So close.
The movies so close. I can get on Netflix, and they're so cheap now. It's the TV. I would carry it on my back.
That was smart. That was stupid of me. But
yeah.
In the same realm. Okay.
Yeah, same idea. I said Justine would save her phone. It was just the only thing. After being at her apartment, it was the only thing I could think of. That or her espresso machine.
I almost put an espresso machine, but then in the end, I ended up saying my costume jewelry collection.
Everything that Forever 21 has to offer is in her makeup jewelry box.
You know what? This question made me feel much better about myself as a person because I don't care about any of my crap. Like, let it go.
Yeah, once they said that my pets were okay, I was like, all right. So my next thing, I think about that because I am an anxious, just complete neurotic person. I think about if there's a fire, what am I going to do with these effing cats? Like, what am I going to
do?
I'm going to have to, like, literally throw them in a backpack. I've thought of it. I'm like, I don't care. They can hate it for as long as it takes. I would throw them in a backpack and then bribe somebody to let me sit in their car with them.
Now,
I think about this a
lot. I think about this, too. And I think about if Dan passed out from the carbon monoxide... What would I do? I can't physically carry him or anything with him.
Justine's boyfriend, I don't know, is about 6'4".
6'7".
No, is he really? I thought I was being funny with 6'4". All right, 6'4", like a size 19 shoe.
15.
Okay, 15. There's no way you could get him off the toilet if you needed to. I mean,
I can't even carry the costume jewelry collection. How am I going to carry him? So in the end, the only one who's getting saved is me.
Yeah, well, I mean, he shouldn't have passed out.
Bye, Dan.
Yeah, he should have been a little bit more present of mind to get drop, and roll.
It was fun while it lasted.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, that'll mean he's single. I'll go in and carry him away.
Okay.
All right.
Lisa, what one thing does your wife have too much of? Your work wife.
Well, now I know it's costume jewelry, but I don't know. I wrote shoes, even though I don't really believe anyone could have too many shoes. I have like 6 pairs of black boots, and they're all different and near and dear to my heart, but I said shoes. What is it?
That's a lame answer.
Yeah, it is.
I don't have that many shoes. Yet again, going back to, I don't have that much crap.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to say, so I just said swag. Like, I can't give it away fast enough.
Yeah,
I have
that's
so
true.
Much crap
yeah,
everywhere.
You do. Well, yeah. You can try and give it away faster because I could always use more.
Lisa takes it. Right. So she wouldn't consider it too much.
I have an entire case of Be Bald, and I have long blonde hair. I don't care. I just want everything. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, what is Be Bald? They probably don't know what
Be Bald is. One of our clients. It's awesome. It was created by just a guy. I'm assuming a bald guy. And it's a skincare system for men without hair, whether they shave their head or nature just kind of made them that way. So clients like to send a ton of products. And we've got a whole case in here. Gave some to Mamu's boyfriend.
We
who
should
is,
do a Be Bald giveaway.
We should. You know what? Maybe for our next podcast, we'll do a Be Bald giveaway. Any of you bald men out there, send your height, your weight, your phone number,
right.
What you like to do.
And the most
I will,
bachelor
and Lisa,
will win a selection of Be Bald.
I thought it was a date with me, but you can have some Be Bald too. We'll
and a date with Lisa, where she'll
with
give
me.
You the Be Bald
prize. Oh, yeah, exactly. All right, so Be Bald. What does my wife have too much of, or what do I have too
I said salt.
That's a good answer.
That's a good one. I wrote Let's attitude.
Attitude. Okay, I guess nobody gets that.
We're not doing too good
here. We may have to clarify some of these terms here. Salt.
Salt. No, that's a great one. That's a great one. I don't think it's too much because my blood pressure is fine, but I understand why you would think that.
Okay.
Okay. What would your spouse say was the better catch out of the two of you? Mm-hmm.
I said her.
And I said her.
Oh!
Now that is a meet cute. That is a very good
so
meet
cute. So you both get a point for that, right? Because you both...
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Great.
Okay. What are we up to right now? Justine has 4 and Lisa has 3.
This is not happening.
Yeah!
I would rather sell my mother than clean that refrigerator.
I guess
right
we should
now.
Just end the game.
No! We're going to finish all of these. Now we have to finish them all.
What, Lisa, what is your spouse's favorite fast food restaurant?
Not only do
this
I
too
know,
easy.
Not only do I know it's McDonald's, I know her favorite order is a double quarter pounder with cheese meal.
And chicken nuggets.
Oh, we've added chicken nuggets to it.
Definitely
okay.
A 6-piece. And I think I could definitely have another quarter pounder meal.
They're just not thick enough. They're just a very thin patty.
They go down so easy.
They do.
They're so light.
They do. And meanwhile, I haven't had McDonald's sober probably since I'm like 17.
Ugh, I love
and
it
she
so
eats
much.
It on a weekly basis.
I love it. Now.
And weighs 30 pounds less than me.
This was racking my brains because as much as we have enjoyed McDonald's together and she loves that McRib.
Oh, yeah.
I know I have heard you say, but I like this more. Wendy's?
Yay!
Yes, thank God.
Oh,
man.
5-4.
That's it.
We love, freaking love McDonald's.
Yeah, you do.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's the best.
Why is it so bad?
All right. Let's see. Which one will we do next? If you could have constant access to one store, what store would it be? Justine.
Now, can this count not just a physical store?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I
okay. Because
retailer, we'll say.
My answer for Lisa was Amazon.
No.
What?
No.
You love Amazon.
I do love Amazon, but I didn't think of it that way.
How'd you think of it?
Of like a store. Like
what'd
like,
you say?
I said Express.
I wrote Annie Says.
Oh,
I knew you used to love it.
That should have been the answer.
That should have been the answer.
Is Annie Says.
I love Annie Says.
I have both right here. Annie Says and Amazon because I didn't know what the literal meaning was. And I thought of Express for a second, but then I was like, I haven't heard you talk about Express in a long
Only
time.
Only because their ease of online shopping, and you are right. I am addicted, like 12-step addicted to online shopping. Like
especially Amazon. Show that thing 24 hours.
I am. You're right. You know what? Yeah, you're right. I am. But I took it as an actual store, and I put Express because,
okay.
And for Justine, this is, again, like the McDonald's answer, so obvious. It's Lohmann's, rest in peace.
Obvious. Ugh. I can't, I just can't.
Does everybody know that Lohmann's is on its way out? This was like the most disturbing news of the year.
They filed for bankruptcy, and then I can't remember what company it is now has purchased their name so that they can't come back from the dead.
Oh, why would somebody do that?
Filene's based.
Oh, I hate Filene's. I went to school in Boston, and I was never a fan. Remember we got you a gift card for Filene's for your birthday?
Which I probably never used. Yeah. Same way I still haven't used my Amazon gift card yet.
Nobody consulted me about that gift. I would have known better.
You could buy an Amex card, though, on Amazon, can't you?
You could find anything you need on there. Just keep it in mind.
All right, ladies, you are tied.
What?
So we have our tiebreaker question.
Oh, God.
This is bad.
I hate pressure.
Okay.
This is a lot of marble. This is for the big show here. I do not want to clean that refrigerator.
I gag really easily. I can't clean the
fridge. I can smell it from here.
Ew. All right.
So, Justine.
Yeah.
Complete this sentence. Not many people know it, but my spouse is really good at...
This is not the one that I want to be the tiebreaker. No,
I don't think it's going to be. I think we're going to need another one.
I said... So many people know so much about Lisa. She loves to share things.
So no secrets here.
I said fixing things. I don't think everyone knows that about you.
I said cooking.
Mm.
I don't really get to share it with anyone. No men are knocking at my door asking for candlelight dinners.
I think your friends know that you can cook.
Yeah, I guess so. But they also know I can fix it. That's a very good answer, though. I won't take that away from you. It's a good answer.
That was a tough one.
That was a tough one.
All right, so that wasn't the tiebreaker.
All right. For Justine,
I
said a lot of people don't know this, but she's really good at movie quoting. You don't put it on that you know as much about movies and stuff that you do, but you do. Sometimes I'll say something and you'll know what it's from.
Funny, you're very close. I said, like, TV trivia.
I almost said trivia, but yeah, that's what I mean, but I don't need a point for it. I know in my heart I'm right.
This is a hard one.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that was good. All right.
Next tiebreaker.
Again, we're getting there. I think by our last podcast of the season, we'll have every question.
We're really close.
Yeah.
If your spouse, Lisa, could be married to a movie star, who would they choose?
This one's really hard. And again, I said before we started recording that if this was done about like 3 years ago, a lot of the questions would have been easier because I like to call that the Twilight era.
Yeah.
Where we were so, it started off with a girl here who read it who was about 5 years older than us. And we're like, oh my God, you're so too old to be reading Twilight.
Yeah.
And then we read it, and we just totally agreed with her.
Right.
It's amazing.
We read all 4 books in a week.
And then reread them. But on that note, I said Robert Pattinson.
Very good answer. And I almost put that down, but I wouldn't want to marry him now.
I know.
And I really don't even know who my answer is.
I know.
So
she loves Dan too much. It's really gross. Yeah.
So I went with an old school favorite, which is Ed Burns.
Oh! Great answer.
Oh,
great answer. He's the best. God. And that voice, we... Okay.
Now for you, I said Bruce Willis.
Which would have been the right answer, except these days I just wrote anyone who would ask is who I would choose. So
by default, though,
I'm gonna
her favorite celebrity crush, Bruce Willis.
Is Bruce Willis. So you know what? She gets the point for that. We'll let Justine take this away.
She
that really
loves this guy.
I do. I love him.
So Justine's the winner.
Technically, we have one more question left, and I think that
we can do it. But
we'll just do it just for fun.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, but I won.
We are running out of time. Complete this sentence. It must be true that opposites attract because my spouse and I are total opposites when it comes to...
I put DIY projects or doing things, knowing how to do things.
I said technology.
Okay. So
I almost put
point.
DIY.
Yeah, but in that same. All right, so Justine wins. I have to clean out the refrigerator.
We should take a video of you doing that.
Yeah. Okay. So now follow up to this. A lot of some of the things we've said here, anything that we talk about, check out our Instagram. It's +_media, and that will have a bunch of things that we talk about, whether it be some follow up from our weekly wager, some pictures, some recipes, a picture of Justine posing next to Ed Burns, which was what made her win this thing, made me clean her fridge. All right. So
I'm pretty impressed. I think we did a really good job.
I think we did good. I think considering the questions were something that we had to really think about, we came up with some good stuff.
Nice work.
All right, so I am the loser of the weekly wager.
You are
and,
the loser.
All right, great.
All right, well then on a better note,
okay,
we are going to turn now to a weekly segment that we're going to be calling the Just Have of the Week, Justine's Just Haves. So, for this week's Just Haves, I wish you guys could see this guy, but I have here from Bliss, if you don't know Bliss, it's a pretty famous spa, and they have a whole line of different types of products. So right now they have their Fabulips Pout-O-Matic, which I think is an adorable name, if
girl,
I do say so myself.
I need one of those.
So essentially this is going to come with two things for you guys. It's going to come with this electronic piece, which to me looks a lot like a spin brush,
mm-hmm.
basically, but it's made specifically for your lips. It's also going to come with their Fabulips lip scrub. So what you're doing is you're putting the electronic tool into the scrub just a little bit, and it's electric, so you don't have to do really any work. This is exfoliating your lips. It's getting rid of all of that flakiness, the dead skin. It's stimulating your lips so that right now, since we all have dry, chapped lips in this horrible freaking weather, you're going to have nice, clean, pretty lips.
I've kind of been doing something similar in my life with a little bit of Vaseline and like a cloth, but this just seems like such a better way to do it. And it's
so much easier.
And my cousin used to call me Lipless Louie because I have no lips to speak of. None. I mean, it's just all skin and teeth. Like,
here's the thing.
I think it's great.
Here's the thing with your lips. The skin on your lips are thin, and also they don't have as much oil as the rest of our body, and that's why they dry out and they chap so easily. You really need to be taking good care of your lips. So this is going to help you do it like a few times a week. You don't have to do it every single day, just for a few minutes, and you're done. And it's going to come with the tool. It's going to come with the scrub and the batteries and a replacement head. So, I mean, you're kind of getting a nice bang for your buck, and I think it's only around like maybe 30-something bucks.
Awesome. All right, so we'll put that up on our Instagram so everybody can see what it looks like.
Must-have beauty tool, you guys.
Must-have, just-haves, and we'll put it up there. This way you guys know where to get it, what it looks like, what to look for, and I'll be stealing that from Justine, whether she knows it or not. So from the just-have, we're going to move on to another weekly segment we're going to have here, and it's called Leezy Does It. And this is where yours truly, Leezy, will be doing something, you know, for the week, whether it be making a recipe, doing something, who knows, we'll figure that out as we go along. So this week's discussion for Leezy Does It is Leezy has been juicing.
Mmm, yummy.
And Leezy has been juicing for the office. So me and the ladies here every day, I've been doing it since the day after New Year's, because obviously New Year's I like ate Friendlies and then Chinese food and then pizza.
Yum.
But then the next day I decided that I've had enough and started juicing with the Nutribullet. Nutribullet's awesome. It's one of those things that just kind of, you know, mixes it all up. You don't have to get rid of any pulp, which I hate. I think it's, and it's so easy to clean. So I've been using that here at the office, making it for the ladies. And I, ladies and gentlemen, since January 2nd, have lost 10 pounds. So
that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
So that's huge.
It was of the 12 that I gained just from being home in New Jersey over the holidays.
Still.
But so the juicing's been going great. We'll keep you updated on it. We're all just constantly starving here.
It tastes
so
good, actually. Lisa's been making them for me for like lunch or breakfast. I personally can eat as much as three men combined.
Yeah.
So having just a juice is not going to be a meal replacement for me. But to supplement what you're eating, if you're eating well.
Yeah. If it tastes really good. It's half spinach and then the rest half is fruit. So if you guys are so inclined, I think that's kind of the best way to do the juicing thing. Start off with breakfast. This week I'm doubling up to breakfast and lunch. So
now is that really going to be the only thing you're eating for breakfast and lunch?
That's the hope.
Wow.
So I would stay far away from me for the next like week or two. I'm going to be a beast.
Because, you know, you're putting a lot of stuff in there, but I don't know. I just don't find it that filling.
It's well, I've got 25 more pounds to go. So that 10 was just spit in a bucket.
Listen,
so.
This is a classic example of a Justine and Lisa. We are just like everybody else. We're going to try out these trends that everybody can't stop talking about. We're maybe not doing it quite like everybody else, but One step at a time.
We'll test it out for you guys. We'll get the stuff, do the research, and report back to you. So far, juicing, love it, and 10 pounds lighter. So love it brings us to one of the last things we're going to talk about today, another segment that we are calling Hate It, Love It. So for this week's Hate It, Love It, with a celeb-inspired...
Golden Globes edition.
All right, so whether you watch the Golden Globes or you fast-forwarded on your DVR like I did, we're going to talk about what we love and hate about it. So, Justine, why don't you start?
So, let's start with the best part, which is what we hate about it.
Hate it.
And the thing that I hated the most about the Golden Globes is how everybody's pregnant. And not just how everybody's pregnant, but how everybody's like, oh, she looks so great, she's pregnant. Oh my God, that dress looks so good on a pregnant person. Who looked the best of all the pregnant people? Oh my God.
I know, and the baby's the best accessory.
Oh, shut the hell up. Or one of them was quoted saying, I have the best date tonight.
Oh,
as in
yeah.
her unborn child. Yeah. No, you don't, because yeah. you're not drinking tonight. And I bet you're not having that fresh rolled sushi.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound good to
me. And you're not having that fresh mozzarella either, because you're not having any unpasteurized cheese with a bun in the oven. Nope. No.
Wait,
ma'am.
What?
You can't have unpasteurized
what?
Cheese. Yep.
No mozzarella?
No, no, none.
You know, I gotta tell you, this just keeps getting worse and worse. No drinking, no smoking, no mozzarella.
I know.
No
it
sushi.
Just gets worse. And you can't clean the litter box, apparently, which I think is a total love it about being pregnant. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that's just what I hear. The fumes are bad. Or maybe my friend's sister made that up so her husband would do it.
That's horrible. So that's probably my biggest hate it was the whole emphasis on the baby.
Yeah. And I'm piggybacking onto that. I hate that Olivia Wilde is pregnant with Jason Sudeikis' baby and not me. Because that could be maybe the only person I would be pregnant for would be Jason. Well, and Bruce Willis.
I hate how much I love how she looked.
Yeah, she looked great.
She looked amazing. Yeah. She hardly even looked pregnant.
I know, she weighs less than me pregnant.
Oh my God.
But not for
God.
Long with the juicing. All right, so what did you love about this week?
I would probably say whole Golden Globes thing, I just freaking love Sofia Vergara. She is so incredible, and I don't know if you saw, but she changed her dresses for the after party, which she should have worn her after party dress to the Golden Globes, because it was so freaking ridiculous, and her boobs were just...
Was this the black one that she said she was smuggling Colombians underneath, or was
no,
that...
No, that one had a huge skirt. She could have put a whole family under there, but the next one was very skin tight, and she had her boobs hanging out, and she's just so hot.
Yeah, she's stunning.
Oh
she
my
really
God.
Is.
I just love her. I want to be just like her. She's gorgeous.
Okay. That's
love
a good
it.
Love it. I'm going to be totally just cliche and just say I loved Tina Fey and Amy Poehler
they were
hosting.
Great.
I especially loved how they just went for it with the jokes.
That George Clooney joke
was the best one of
good
the
for
night.
Them.
That was the best joke of the night. For those of you who don't know, they said George Clooney in the Gravity movie said that... wait, what did they say?
They basically said that he needed to go out into space and die rather than be with a woman
his own age. For a minute
which
longer.
Which is freaking hilarious.
It was great, great, great. And they really went for it. They did a lot of feminist jokes that I thought was great.
The whole pun at Taylor Swift that
everything.
Tina Fey put in there. How Amy made out with Bono.
Yeah.
What about the Leonardo... I'm sorry, we're cutting in. The Leonardo DiCaprio joke? Did you
see
that one?
Oh, my God.
Which
yeah.
one was that?
They tried to bleep it out, but they said, and let's all make
let's
like...
Oh,
a,
the supermodel.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. yeah. That was good.
That was good.
They were great.
They were really good. I thought... I mean, Amy Poehler looked great. I thought Tina Fey looked stunning with her hair and makeup in that red dress in the opening. Whoever did her hair and makeup did a beautiful, beautiful
job.
She,
I have to say, has changed her style around big time. She's looking fabulous.
Yeah, yeah. Looks really great. All right. So that's the end of our Hate It, Love It. We'll have more of those. They'll either be themed. We might have rattle off contests to...
do a lot of hate it.
Yeah. So, all right, so the final thing we're going to sign off with is kind of an inside joke, but, you know, you guys can all be a part of it. I am notorious for getting songs stuck in Justine's head.
All the time. To the
point where she doesn't even know where they come from. It's such a very stealth thing that I do. It could just be one line and she's singing it. So this morning, Mamu and I were on the subway, and I had my shuffle on, And we'll play a little excerpt for you guys. But it is a little ditty by none other than the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, God.
The Call. Do you love it? I love it.
I love it. It's oh, so my God. Good. That came on your shuffle?
That came on my
Sing
shuffle.
It.
Let me tell you a story about the call that changed my destiny.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Really
That's
good.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. So,
That's a good one.
So next we'll do a follow-up and let everyone know how Justine sang it all week because it's going to happen.
It's going to happen right now.
Yeah. All right, so that's it for week one. We did it.
We did it.
High five.
I think it went really well.
I think so, too.
I hope you guys think it went really well.
And again, don't forget to check out our Instagram, +_media, where we'll have some follow-up on things we've talked about, some fun pictures, jokes, recipes, anything that we can bring to you. All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much. Thanks,
See you
Mom.
Next time.
Thanks, Mamu and intern Amy, for suffering through us.
Great
Thank
audience.
You.
Great, great job.
Talk to you next week. Don't worry, I will be late, don't stay up.